97.7.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
In the studio today with us on the morning show from WRCO, we have members of the student body of Kickapoo High School and the director of the upcoming variety show at Kickapoo, Catherine Miller, joining us here in the studio, along with members of the ensemble, including Neela Fleehardy, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ellery Young, and Sam Miller. So, good morning, one and all. Catherine, good to see you again.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, the variety show, is this a fresh idea?
Yeah, so we kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things, though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
So, how do they determine the songs, Catherine?
Well, they kind of have their own free, you know, range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from Eras of the Crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman, and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
I was wondering how many came in and wanted something that's on the top 40 radio right now. did anybody do that or not? Or
yeah, I don't know. Is Adele on top 40 right now? I would assume so.
Might be, right. So that's awesome. It's a big challenge to find the music and you know, the sheet music and things like that, or is that an issue?
Well, what's nice is the internet gives you a lot of options. So there's several music sites that have popular music on them now, so it's not too hard to find it now.
Awesome. So this gives more students an opportunity than if you do the musical, right?
Yeah, you know, a musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it, in what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
Do you structure it then so you've got like the opening act and then all the way to like kind of a culminating song at the end then?
Yeah, so we definitely open and close with our big group numbers with the choirs. And then I would say as I was looking at the order, we're kind of going, you know, up tempo and then, you know, slow it down and just a lot of variety in between. So keep the audience engaged.
That's good. Kind of smooth and then speed it up a little bit.
Yep.
Good texture, then,
yes.
In other words.
Yep.
Right. What musical did you put on last year?
We did The Little Mermaid.
That's right. And you were in the studio with good cast members again last year. Are any of these alumnus of that?
Oh, yes. All.
Yeah. Pretty much all got involved in that.
Yep. So. Yep.
Yeah. You've got a lot of willing participants there at Kickapoo.
Yeah. You know, you never know exactly how many students are going to come forward to do, you know, this is all optional on their end as far as, you know, what they want to bring forward. And I thought to have over 20 acts that wanted to do something and, you know, they put in a lot of extra work on their own, says a lot about our students. So.
Do they have to be in choir to be a part of this or not?
I mean, everybody who is in the show, but and no one approached me that, you know, wasn't in choir that wanted to do it. So, yeah.
Great. And you're going to be putting it on this weekend?
Yep. The Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th of November, 7 o'clock p.m. in the Kickapoo Auditorium. And there's no entrance fee. It's just all free will donation. And that's the other thing that I really like about this is the half the proceeds will go toward the food pantry to benefit our community and half will go to the music department. And I think last time we donated over $600 to the food pantry, which was amazing. People were very generous.
Wonderful. With musicals, I know, Catherine, you have to pay rights fees and royalty fees. Do you have to do that with a musical like this?
Nope. We're not doing any costuming or, you know, recreating the musical in any way. So the royalties or that kind of thing don't really pertain to this concert. So
You're on the off year for your musical, and Richland Center's putting one on this year. Do you sometimes share resources and costumes and things like that?
Yeah, actually, I just had a conversation with Liz. We traded some costumes out, and, you know, we always help each other out because, you know, I'll always need something, and somebody else will always need something. So I really appreciate the generosity of all the directors in the area that are willing to share and trade, and, yeah.
That goes really well, then.
Yes, so. It does.
And your fall sports, they've all ended, I believe, now.
Yep, so. Yep, they're all finished now.
So now you've got a chance to just focus on the next thing right
yep.
here. So that's good. Well, you brought along a good group of seniors here with you, so let's turn the microphone over. We'll talk, first of all, here to Ellery Young. She drew the short straw this morning. Good morning, Ellery.
Good morning.
Good to have you here on the morning show. Have you been here before?
No, I've not.
Your first trip here, then.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Kickapoo. I live on a beef farm near Soldiers Grove, and I help my parents run that. I'm involved in volleyball, which just ended, and trap shooting. I'm president of the FFA, and I'm on the math team, and I think that's it.
You stay busy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
How far do you live from Kickapoo High School, then?
About 25 minutes.
I was going to say, so
yeah.
you've got a journey to get back and forth
mm-hmm.
when you've got something after school, too, don't you?
Yeah.
So I saw the volleyball team. You guys had a nice season.
Yeah, we did. Yep.
And you enjoyed that real well. What was the biggest win this year? Your favorite win, Mindy.
My favorite win? I used to go to North Crawford, so beating them both times was quite fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Still had friends on the other side of the net.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, tell me about what you'll be singing on this weekend.
Well, I will be singing a duet. It's from Frozen, Love is an Open Door. I think most people have heard about that with my friend Mackenzie Schwartz. And then I'm also in a quartet with Jewel, Neela, and also Mackenzie, and we will be doing I Can Do Without You from Calamity Jane.
Oh. So how did you learn about that song?
2 years ago when we did the musical review, we did Annie Get Your Gun. We did, what was the name of it? It was similar to this, but we wanted to do it again because it was just so fun the first time, so we looked it up and just kind of went with it.
So the song from Frozen, that's maybe the second most famous song from there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But everybody knows it. All the youngsters will be singing along in the audience.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, that's fun. Does that make it harder or easier when you're singing a song that everyone knows?
Well, it's easier because everybody knows it, but it's also hard because you have to sing your part. And usually when I sing it, I try to sing both parts in one. So it's hard that way, but I like that everybody knows it.
Sure. Well, you could do what a lot of stars do. You could have the audience say, now it's your turn, and hold the microphone up.
Yeah.
So are you mic'd for the songs from Frozen then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. So you're looking forward to putting this on. Do you have a chance to put it on for the student body then as well?
Yeah, we will be doing it on Thursday for elementary and middle school and high school.
Wonderful. What are you looking at doing next year?
I plan to attend Iowa State University to major in animal nutrition and minor in ag business management.
Good for you. Wow. So you're going to be heavily involved with that. I know you got some other competitions. If you're on the math team, are you doing some competitions with that this year, too?
Yeah, actually, we're going to Platteville tomorrow to compete in a math contest, and then we'll have another math contest in the spring.
Wow. By the way, I was on the math team a long time ago, so that's one of my proudest moments. I don't know how I made it. Hats off to you, though. That'll be good. Good luck tomorrow, then.
Thank you.
You bet. And let's join on the other side of the table there, Sam Miller. Sam, how are you?
I'm good.
Good to have you in the studio with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live on a dairy farm, so we milk about 35 Holsteins. And for my extracurriculars are I'm in cross country, which just got done, and track, and then I'm also in math team and FFA and choir and band.
You stay busy.
Yeah.
Sure. Choir and band, was that prerequisite? I mean, did you have to be in choir and band or not?
No. I really enjoyed it.
You do it because you want to then, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So when you're milking the cows or you're doing chores, are you singing songs going through your head?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sure. You do a little practicing out there?
Yeah, whatever's in my head.
Sure. Well, tell us what you're going to be performing this weekend.
I'm in a duet with my brother. We're singing More Than Words by Extreme. And then I'm also in a barbershop. We're singing That's What Friends Are For from The Jungle Book. It's the Vultures song.
Oh, interesting. Those are two that I actually know. So the Vultures in The Jungle Book, the original Disney one. So, yeah, they have a British accent, don't they? Or not? I was thinking in the film they did, maybe. But you guys don't sing like
maybe.
That. So, and I have some experience in barbershop as well. Was that hard for you and the other guys to learn that, or have you had some experience with
barbershop? No. I've been in two other barbershop. We were in one last spring for Sloan Ensemble, and we went to, like, the State Sloan Ensemble for that. And so three of us were the same. We had one new one because one graduated last year, so.
What part do you sing in the barbershop?
Baritone.
Baritone, okay. And that's a tough one to sing, too, because it's not melody. It's kind of right in between, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, good job with that. So, looking forward, what's your favorite song to sing, then? What song are you looking forward to the most, maybe?
The barbershop. And then some of our group ones are really fun, too.
The large choir group. What's the large choir singing, then?
We have five songs.
Okay.
Can't Stop the Feeling. Well, they're all from the Trolls movie, so Can't Stop the Feeling, True Colors, Better Place, Just Sing, and...
Those sound like some fun ones.
I think we have one more, but...
Yeah, I think you got most of them. How did you discover the Extreme song, More Than Words?
From listening to it on the radio, and it's like... We know that it has some harmonies, and I really like the song.
Mm-hmm. That's a timeless one. So, yeah, very good. What are you looking at doing next year, then?
Either go to UW-Platteville or River Falls to major in animal science on the pre-vet track. Hopefully go to then UW-Madison, then after that.
Good. So you have some schooling ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you must like school.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's awesome. And you mentioned your cross-country days, but Kickapoo LaFarge had a good season this year.
Yeah. Winning conference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've won the last, like, 4 years the last 5 years, but for me, the last four. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it? What was your personal best, your personal record cross-country?
So this year it was at Riverdale. That is really flat. So.
You like those flat courses?
Yeah.
And not the hilly ones.
Yeah.
So what was your best time then?
At Riverdale, I think I ran 18:25.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very good. So good. And then track, what events are you involved in with track?
The 4x8, the mile and 2 miles. So I do the long distance one. Last year our team went to the state in the 4x8, so that was really exciting. And all of us will be back this year, so hopefully we can do it again.
Do you ever co-op music and running? Do you listen to music when you're running from time to time or practicing?
No.
Just in your head.
Sure.
Because I always wondered, because sometimes it's mind over matter, you know, and if you've got something else other than how tired you are, that sometimes helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, nice to talk to you. Good luck with the musical this weekend.
Thank you.
Let's move over to the other side of the table now. They've been waiting patiently here. We'll talk, first of all, to Neela Flea-Hardy, who is joining us here on WRCO for the first time, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Morning.
Were you involved in the musical last year at Kickapoo?
Yes, I was. I was actually Scuttle in The Little Mermaid, so I helped also choreograph, like, some of the bigger numbers, and then also the tap number that Scuttle and his other gulls did.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
So the acting bug bit you a little bit, and so you're still involved? You're doing this year?
Yes. Music has always been, like, part of my life, especially with my family, and musicals as well has been a big part. So being able to participate in them and also just be able to sing really helps.
Great. Well, tell us what you'll be singing.
I will be singing as mentioned by Ellery, the quartet from Calamity Jane. And then also I will be singing a duet with my younger sister, Harlow Flea-Hardy. It's called Picture Show, and it's from the musical Bonnie and Clyde. And it's basically when they grow up, like how they grow up and their differences in life.
Interesting. I didn't know there was a musical called Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, I think it's a newer one, but we've always been exposed to, like, these musicals, and we've been probably singing the song for a year or two before the variety show came up, and we wanted to do it, so we decided to just pull our knowledge from it and use it.
Yeah, so you've been practicing for a little bit then.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and how old is your sister?
She is 15.
Okay, so interesting that you're in high school together and things like that. Sometimes sisters can be a little competitive, though.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we butt heads normally, but we all know it's just for love and stuff.
Sure.
So we're good.
Absolutely. What are some other things you're involved in at Kickapoo High School?
So I also do forensics, which will start up pretty soon. I've gone to state both years that I've previously done it, so hoping to go again. Then I also do drama, which is starting up also soon, and I've participated in that the two previous years. I also am in math team, but I'm more of like a alternate in case one of the others, at least on the senior team. And then, at least for last year, I was in the Sea Perch competition, which is like a physics robotics competition. And me and my team, we actually made it first at regionals and went to the state, the international competition in Maryland.
Well, that had to be awesome.
Yes, it was.
Wow. So are you working on that this year to try and get back there?
Yes. Both Zolan Peterson, who was one of my teammates from last year, and I are doing it again this year. And actually, we are going to go against Sam Miller, because he's also on a team with that, and then another student that is also taking physics this year.
Awesome. So are your designs, are they, like, secretive? Like, you don't let them out or anything?
Not necessarily, at least in the beginning stages of Sea Perch, from, like, what I remember last year. It was very, like, open to discussing, especially with, like, the teacher and the other, like, team about designs and, like, opinions. And also we, like, looked online for, like, previous years and what worked for them and just using all the information to make the best design possible.
What event are you in forensics?
I do poetry, and I actually write my own poetry and then perform it. So.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so, thank you.
Great. Well, public speaking is people, that's like the number one fear for people. So being in forensics, I always, compliment people that do that. So
thank you.
Taking that plunge. What are you looking at doing next year then? Your schooling days are done.
Yeah. So I am looking to go to UW-Platteville for the next 4 years of my education and majoring in forensic investigation and doing a lab focus. And then most likely continuing that and going to medical school. My main option right now is Madison, but I have been offered by other universities and other schools to go there for medical school. So we'll just see when I get there.
That's impressive. Will music always be a part of your life?
Yes, I will keep it with me. And if I want to take it into college, which is a high priority, I think, for me at least, I will most definitely do that.
Great. Well, good luck with that. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And then joining us, Jewel Kleinsasser. How are you, Jewel?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on here. I think we saw you. Did we see you in volleyball this year or
no, not? No, you did not.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. I was sadly mistaken. I know we saw Ellery.
Yes.
Some other things you're involved in at Kickapoo Schools?
At Kickapoo, I'm involved in FFA, and then I have been in student council all 4 years of high school, and then I'm in choir, and then I think that's pretty much all. I have a job. I'm a CNA outside of school, though. So
awesome. Good for you. So
For sports, I'm in track, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that. You guys have a good track program there.
Yes, we do.
And a new track, too, recently. Mm-hmm. That had to motivate you when that happened, too, didn't
it? Yes, I love our track.
Yeah, that's good. I was at your school, and I saw the poster, and I was reading all the different songs. There are just a lot of songs that are going to be. It looks like it's going to be a spectacular show, isn't it?
Yes, it will. There's a lot of people performing in it today. Not today, but this weekend.
What songs will you be performing?
As Ellery and Neela mentioned, I will be in a quartet from Calamity Jane, and then I will also be in Super Trooper from Mamma Mia.
Awesome. By ABBA.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. So you're going to sing it like, kind of like in that ABBA style? Is it the two or three female lead singers then?
There is six of us, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Singing it. So we all are on different parts, so it will be interesting, yeah.
Is there choreography with it a little bit? Or?
Yes, there is. It's choreographed. Mm-hmm. We have like the boas and we use those as the choreography.
Fun. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like a disco party. Then,
yeah. Words.
So you're looking forward to that one the most, I'm sure.
Yes,
I'm sure.
That one's going to be really fun.
Great. So you're a senior. Have you been involved in choir all 4 years?
Yes, I have been in choir since middle school. So
great.
I have been in it for the whole time.
Did you get involved last year with the musical?
Yes, I was in The Little Mermaid last year. I was one of the princesses when she came to land.
Oh, okay. Do you think music will be a part of your life then as you go on?
Probably. I love music. So when I go to college, I will probably continue singing.
What kind of music do you normally listen to?
A country.
Country?
Yes.
All right. That's good. That's good. Who's your favorite country singer?
Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson. That's a good choice. Sure. So why aren't you singing a Cody Johnson song?
He's not a musical.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
What are you looking at doing next year then?
Next year I'm going to Winona State and I will be running track for them and I will be becoming a pediatric nurse.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And where do you work then when you're not at Kickapoo?
I work at Pine Valley.
You do?
Yes.
Right here. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
We can use more like you. And so that's very good. And you just want people to come out and see you this weekend.
Yep. It will be a fun show.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. Kickapoo High School is putting on the variety show this weekend. And we have members of the crew and also the director, Catherine Miller, in the studio here. So we kind of recap what's happening this weekend. Catherine, again, what is the theme of this event?
Our theme is Can't Stop the Feeling. So we're doing a lot of songs from the movie Trolls, and that's kind of our biggest feature to start the show, which can encapsulate a lot of different kinds of music. And that piece specifically, we're doing a barbershop version of it, so it's really cool.
Awesome. What are the age groups that will be performing this weekend?
So we actually have our middle school choir is singing on two pieces on the show, and then everybody else will be high school choir. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Have you thought ahead of what the musical is going to be next year?
Everybody asks me that.
I was going to say
that. Actually, they start asking me before our other musical is done. So, no. I mean, yes, there's been rumblings in the back, but I'm kind of a let's get through this first. We'll think about the next thing. So.
I wanted a morning show exclusive today.
Yeah, no, sorry.
We're not going to get it.
Be disappointed.
Well, we'll concentrate on this a little bit. Lots of times, it sounds like there's some disco songs in here.
Yeah, we got a disco ball going. And I should just shout some names out. So Cole Muth has come and helped us with our lights and tech, which is amazing. He's always been great for our program. Our student choreographers, so Gwenny Kelly did a lot of the choreographing for this piece with help of Neela and Harlow Fleehardy. Our tech crew, Braden Turgeson, Lucas Turgeson, Landon Turgeson, it goes in the family. They're our tech and sound gurus, so we really appreciate the time that they're putting in, as well as Mr. Smith and Vanessa Mills, who are a pianist and percussion. So we have a lot of people who are helping make this show a really great show. So
I would guess you have lots of light cues and different things when you're switching gears all the time. It probably is. It keeps them busy, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's no downtime for them, so...
Wow. So, and then how long approximately does the show last when it's all put together then?
Well, last night was our first like full run through. I honestly think both the beginning and the end will be less of an hour. So, you know, 2 hour show with intermission, I would think so.
Sure. Yeah. It'll give people a chance to get up and stretch their legs and enjoy some goodies and then come on back.
Yeah.
So is it a free will offering then that you'll be taking?
Yep. Free will offering. Give what you want and... Yeah, we'll appreciate anything. And again, half donations will go toward the food pantry. So
no tickets at the door. Just
nope.
Yep. Just show yourself.
Come and enjoy.
Great deal. Anything else? Anybody would else like to add here today? I know one of the songs you had mentioned too, Sam, was that you forgot to mention. I think you thought of that during the break, didn't you?
Yeah, September.
The Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Yep.
Oh, that's a fun song.
Yeah, and we have choreography for that one. So that'll be really fun.
Great. Are you involved in that one then or not?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you have to dance a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Does that come easy for you?
After a lot of practice.
I was going to say. And you've done some of the choreography too, right, Neela?
Yes, I have. I think last year was our swing choir, and I helped choreograph that with another student who has graduated, but I've always been involved and, like, also like my older siblings, and as my cousin, Gwenny Kelly, has also helped with choreography.
Some students probably learn faster than others, right?
Yes. there are some moments where it can get, you know, a little infuriating, especially since both my cousin, younger sister, and I, we've been doing dance since we were like three, I believe. So we've all been doing this for a while, but certain students do pick up on it very easily, especially those with like rhythm or that can count the music. But we have to make sure that every student understands the work, and also that it's simple enough, but like, I guess, like jazzy or like showy, and especially performing, that it keeps the crowd entertained, but also is easy for the students to learn.
Maybe easier to learn a song that you know, I would think, isn't it?
Well, it depends on your part, actually. The other two female seniors that are here, we are all sopranos. So we normally get melody for songs. So it's easier for us to learn some of them. But on the other hand, Sam, being like a baritone or a bass, he has to learn like a fully different part while I'm sure the melody is just going on through his head while he's trying to concentrate. Yes. Right. But this year, actually, the altos, our main song, actually, Can't Stop the Feeling, the altos have the melody. So a sopranos as a section, we had to like learn to, one, be quieter and know our part and not sing the melody.
Does it help when you get the drum added then in there?
Yes. I think that having like the percussion and also the piano playing definitely helps with like counting the music, knowing our entrances, and also keeping in beat with like the choreography and other aspects of the song.
If the show were tonight, would you be ready to go? Could you put it on, Jewel?
For sure.
Good.
Well, we have practice tonight. So I think last night we had rehearsal and it went pretty good. So I think we would be set for this weekend if we had to perform tonight.
Ready to roll.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get nervous for it, Ellery?
Not really. I've been doing musical theater for a while. So it kind of comes natural to me. I just have to remember that I need to practice my stuff. I'm pretty lax on that side. but... Yeah.
Well, you have a few other irons in the fire.
I just have to make time for it.
Yeah, that's all a part of it then. So, good deal. Well, good luck with the math competition tomorrow, too.
Thank you.
Do you have a expertise there in the math team, like story problems or?
I'm probably going to be the one that writes down all the answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. You got to write well, though, right?
So, oh, yeah.
Sure. So who comes up with all of the answers then?
The smart people.
The smart people, yeah. You're like I was in the math team. I say a good locker room person, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Lots of fun. If you could handpick a song then to sing, are you doing it? Or is there another song? Like, is there one that you would love to perform if you had a chance, Ellery?
I was actually thinking about doing the talent show in February, and I would probably do like a Lainey Wilson song. Ooh. From there. But as far as musicals, definitely Love Is an Open Door. I love that song.
Okay. Sam, is there one that you have that's a favorite, like a Plum song, if you could sing it?
Like the Extreme one with my brother. Oh. That one, like, we really like that song, so being able to sing it, even though it's not from a musical, is... That's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. You get a chance to sing that dream song then as well. Mm-hmm. What about you ladies over here? Certainly, do you have a song that kind of resonates? Favorite song?
Due to the large quantity of music that me and my siblings are like exposed to, there's not exactly one song that I would particularly want to sing, but I think that the one that I would like to just sing and that I do sing with my sister would be, it's from the musical Falsettos. If you've heard of that, you know that the plot is not like the most school friendly, I would say. It's very it's set like back in the day when certain things weren't like more mainstream and weren't like accepted, and it's just kind of a cool like musically performed piece that goes through some of those troubles. So, and honestly, anything from that musical
Awesome. What about you,
Jay? There's not really any song that I would like pick, but out of the songs that we are singing this year, I really like I Can Do Without You, the quartet that we're singing. It's a really fun song to do.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look forward to seeing it. Catherine, anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just hope you can make some time. I know there's a lot of great shows, and good luck to everyone this weekend on all the shows that are going on around the area. But yeah, just come and enjoy, relax, hoop and holler, sing along. Again, 8th and 9th, Kickapoo Auditorium, 7 o'clock. Love to see you there.
Yeah, that's probably when it's musical season. That's probably the hardest thing is you can't go watch other people's musicals because you're involved yourself and stay busy. So, Well, great. Well, thanks everyone for coming in today.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure to have you in here. Director Catherine Miller, along with Neil Ifley Hardy, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Ellery Young, and Sam Miller on The Morning Show.
Other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. The forecast for today calls for clouds gradually giving way to sunshine today and a high of 53. Right now, 43 in Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Phil Neen for WRCO News. Voters in the Ithaca School District voiced their support of their community school in an operational referendum in yesterday's election. The district asked voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the costs associated with operating the district, which may include attracting and retaining qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. As of late last night, with only one municipality left to report, it stood at 655 yes to 304 no votes in the Ithaca district. Representative Derek Van Orden declared victory early today in the race for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. Van Orden was projected by the Associated Press to have earned 51.6% of the popular vote, with 93% of votes counted over challenger Democratic candidate Rebecca Cook. He first won in 2022 and faced a stronger Democratic opposition in arguably the most competitive congressional district in Wisconsin. Van Orden ran on a platform to lower consumer prices and improve public safety and border security, but he has generated a number of headlines before and during his term in Congress. The 3rd Congressional District encompasses most of western and parts of central Wisconsin. Republicans retained control in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Former convenience store chain owner Tony Weed defeated Democratic OBGYN Kristen Lierley Tuesday night to win the race to replace the retired Republican Representative Mike Gallagher. He led Lierley by just over 20 points, with about 60% of the vote tabulated when the AP and CNN called the race shortly before 11 last night. Voters approved a constitutional amendment that bars non-citizens from voting in Wisconsin. The amendment was approved overwhelmingly, garnering the support of just over 70% of Wisconsin voters on Tuesday after being approved by 2 consecutive sessions of the legislature. Its Republican authors maintained it was necessary to prevent non-citizens from voting in local elections, something that has been allowed in the District of Columbia and a handful of municipalities in other states. In the 2nd Congressional District, incumbent Democrat Mark Pocan held his seat over Republican challenger Eric Olson. In the 5th, Republican incumbent Scott Fitzgerald held off Democratic opponent Ben Steinhoff. Another Republican incumbent held his seat in the 6th Congressional District as Glenn Grothman topped Democratic challenger John Zarbano. In the open 8th race, Republican Tony Weed defeating Democrat Kristen Lierley, as mentioned earlier. And also, Congressional District against Republican Jim Rogers, Democrat Gwen Moore was declared the winner. The 1st congressional race, Republican incumbent Brian Stile topped Democratic opponent Peter Barca as well. Some other notes, Tammy Baldwin declared victory in the U.S. Senate race. It was very close, and this morning released a press release saying it is clear that the voters have spoken and our campaign has won, said Tammy Baldwin. The people of Wisconsin have chosen someone who always puts Wisconsin first, someone who shows up, listens, and works with everyone to get the job done. Her victory over challenger Eric Hovde declared this morning as well. Following the final results in the Assembly 51, Elizabeth Grabe released a statement as well, conceding victory. Todd Novak was wished the best by her campaign, the best of luck in the Assembly. Following the final results in Assembly District 40, Karen DeSanto will be the next representative to the State Assembly. DeSanto released a statement sincerely thanking all of the voters, and together they will get the job done. Lots of results also in the 41st State Assembly race. Republican Tony Kurtz defeated his Democratic challenger Julia Henley as well. Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season is right around the corner, and there are a few things to know if you're heading out this year. Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says a mild winter last year bodes well for deer activity this year. Pritzel says the season is the latest it could be under state law, so deer movement during daylight hours is reducing as we get further away from early November. The 9-day gun deer season runs Saturday, November 23rd until Sunday, December 1st. Serve Wisconsin is now accepting applications for 2 Volunteer Generation Fund grant programs. These grants are designed to help organizations recruit, train, engage, manage, and sustain volunteers. This funding is made possible through grants from AmeriCorps and the Volunteer Generation Fund, aimed at promoting volunteerism as well. Applications for board training grants are due by November 8th. Volunteer engagement grants will be available on a rolling basis while funds remain. For more information and to apply, visit the Volunteer Generation Fund page on the Serve Wisconsin website, servewisconsin.wi.gov/Volunteer Generation Fund. And the Associated Press declared that Republican Donald Trump won Wisconsin, and with it, a return to the White House. Once it determined that the remaining uncounted votes, mostly from the greater Milwaukee area, would not be enough to allow Vice President Kamala Harris to overtake Trump for the lead, with almost all of the vote counted, the AP declared Trump the winner of Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes at 4:34 this morning, enough to push the former president past the 270-vote threshold needed to retake the presidency. Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color. The forecast for today includes a high of 53, clouds gradually making way to sunshine, northwest winds at 5 to 10, a few clouds and cool tonight, a low of 34, Thursday partly cloudy and 54, Friday mild with plenty of sunshine and a high of 58. This morning, there's been a trace of rain. We picked up 52/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday, and we topped out at 63 degrees on Election Day. Right now, northeast winds at 3, barometer at 30.05, and with cloudy skies, it is 43 degrees.
Attention Medicare D patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period has started. Need help reviewing your drug plan options? Stop by Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Even if you're not a current customer, they'll guide you through all the changes for 2025 and help you find the best plan for your needs. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you navigate Medicare D, because with them, you're not just a patient, you're family. Visit today for your personalized review.
Now through November 12th, Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
Sports Time, sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Small conference news, details as well on the state scene, where the Packers traded away edge rusher Preston Smith yesterday.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference is out now this week with its All Conference soccer honorees. First team All Conference defenders, River Valley's Will Kaltenberg. Second team, Mason Jelinek, Richland Center, and River Valley's Jesse Santelben. And the honorable mention list includes Jack Stanley, Richland Center, and Cameron Lilla of River Valley. Midfielders include River Valley's Drew Fredette, first team. Second team members, Carter Nelson and Jamison Ridge of Richland Center and River Valley, respectively. And honorable mentioned players include Ethan Gauld and Damon Garcia of Richland Center and Ron Osborne of River Valley. All conference forwards, first team Giovanni Cerna, Richland Center, and Isaac Dibert of River Valley. Also, the honorable mention forwards include Richland Center's Garrison Wise and Renando Hernandez, James Dibert of River Valley as well, and the all-conference goalies Dylan Perry, River Valley, and Richland Center's Grayson Banker is an honorable mention selection. Special mention made to Michael Murphy, a senior from Platteville-Lancaster who is recognized as Player of the Year. The co-coaches of the year, Christian Flores of Platteville-Lancaster and Corey Schmidt of River Valley. Well, the Church League volleyball season will begin soon, and matches are slated to begin Monday and Tuesday nights, November 11th and 12th at the Richland Center Community Center. All games will be played at the Community Center this season, which means play on both Monday and Tuesday nights. All games will use rally scoring in an effort to keep game pace moving as well. 4 years of the position and 2 Central Division titles. That fast start is why Brewers general manager Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball Executive of the Year. The announcement was made yesterday in San Antonio at the annual GM meetings. One of Arnold's best moves was hiring Pat Murphy as the team's field manager, and now Murphy is among the favorites to be named National League Manager of the Year. Arnold was hired by the team 9 years ago as an assistant GM. In other baseball news, Shohei Ohtani had arthroscopic surgery Tuesday to repair a labrum tear in his left shoulder following an injury in the Dodgers game, Game 2 of the World Series, October 26th. The Dodgers say the Japanese two-way player is expected to be ready for spring training coming up in February. The Packers have traded edge rusher Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers. General manager Brian Gutekunst says the move will open up defensive snaps for players like Aaron Mosby and Brenton Cox Jr. Mosby has been mostly used on special teams, and Cox has only played 4 defensive snaps in the last 2 seasons. Gutekunst says the Packers don't have to fill the position on their 53-man roster until next Saturday, since this is a bye week. Undefeated Oregon got top billing in the first set of rankings on the road to college football's new 12-team playoff. A 13-member selection panel released its first top 25 list and saw what most of the country has seen this year, that with a 9-0 record, 5 wins in the Big Ten by 3 touchdowns or more, and a key victory over Ohio State, Coach Dan Lanning's Ducks are the best in the country. Ohio State was rated 2nd, Georgia 3rd, and Miami 4th in the first of 6 weekly polls that the committee will release. The Badger women's basketball team opened up the season with a 95-68 victory over Wright State last night. And Marquette basketball players are wearing patches on their uniforms to honor former school president Michael Lovell. The blue patch includes Lovell 24 in gold and golden sunflower petals. Sunflowers are said to be a symbol calling for the sarcoma awareness. The 57-year-old educator died last June after a 3-year battle with sarcoma. Lovell was a big basketball fan. And that is an update on sports on this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs.
On a morning show from WRCO, Melissa Sprecher joins us from Ithaca, the Ithaca FFA and company, putting on a blood drive on Wednesday. Melissa, this is an important reminder for people on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, Phil, it is. As we kind of get into the fall season here and close to the holidays, the donations tend to drop off a little bit, so we really want to make sure that those blood banks are full to take care of anyone who needs it going into the holidays. But they actually have had some downward trend this last month or so with donations. So in talking to our supplier, they said some of our local hospitals only have about 3 days left of blood supply. It's all they can provide them. So we just really want to try to ramp up those supplies of blood for those companies that are supplying blood to our local hospitals.
I think this is a really true community blood drive on Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, so we originally scheduled the blood drive. We usually do it during a school day so our students can donate. And when we scheduled this one, we didn't realize that we weren't going to have school that day for parent-teachers conferences because we usually schedule our blood drives anywhere from 9 months to a year out. So rather than just canceling it or moving it, we wanted to make sure that we helped Versatile out with getting their blood. And so we decided to kind of shift it more to a community blood drive. And we're really hoping that our community and our staff and others will come up and step up to the plate and go ahead and fill those spots and that would normally be there with our students donating.
Where will the blood drive be held at, Melissa?
So it's coming up this Wednesday, November 6th, and it's going to be from 9:15 to 2:15, and it's at the old gym. We call it the community gym at Ithaca here, so you can just go ahead and park right there in the parking lot. We are taking appointments if you want to have a scheduled appointment. Otherwise, we have walk-ins welcome all day as well.
When you look at this and organizing it, why does the FFA get involved with this?
Well, one of our things that we do with an FFA is service. We service out to our community and try to make sure that we're giving back to the community that gives so much to us and just to teach our kids to give service, selfless giving. And so this is one of the things that our FFA has done for several years. And by doing this, we teach the kids, first of all, how to organize an event and then also how to go out and encourage people to come and donate blood and give something of themselves. And then in seeing that when they are old enough to donate blood, then they're able to do that as well and give of themselves too.
Has it been a good fall for the Ithaca FFA?
Oh, we've been so busy, Phil. In fact, I was just saying, I feel like I don't know where the month of October went, that we've had a lot going on with National Convention, and we've had some other events that we've had with the school fair and that, and we're actually planning this blood drive, and our next thing that we're going to be doing next week is delivering some meals out to our local farmers that are finishing up harvest or maybe still in the field, and just kind of do a reach out to that community as well and spend some time visiting with those folks when we deliver their meals out to them.
So who whips up the meals for the farmers?
The FFA members do. We go and get meat and buns to make sandwiches. We have potato salad and macaroni salad in there. Our families donate bars, and then we also put in some chips and something to drink as well. So a nice meal for the farmers, and then the kids take part in helping to put the meals together and then also in delivering to the farmers and having that one-on-one contact with them.
So you go right out to the field then?
Yes, we do. We go right out to the field or wherever they're at. We meet them where they're at, and really the kids enjoyed it so much last year doing it. It's just we try to send these kids out to maybe some farmers they don't know yet and try to make some more relationships, because that's huge in any area of the world that you're in, especially, though, in our community. We want to make sure that those kids are connecting with different people every time we send them out into the community, not just always the same people they know, but also making some new connections as well.
And then following that, do you do anything for the holidays?
Yes, so we also send out cards to some Christmas cards to some of our local supporters and farmers as well. We donate some money to either Salvation Army to purchase some gifts for some families. We've also donated some money to our local shelters to help with kind of Christmas gifts for the animals in the shelters as well. So we've done a couple of different things that way. And then at the turn of the year, we start right into competition season. So a lot going on. And actually, next week, we're leaving for a leadership conference on Friday night. I'm taking some kiddos up to Stevens Point for an overnight leadership conference. We'll be up there Friday night and Saturday, and they'll be learning all kinds of great leadership skills, meeting some new people, meeting new advisors, and just really getting themselves out there.
That's awesome. And how did you do recently at the national convention?
Yes, so the national convention, we didn't have anybody competing from our own personal chapter, but we did go out there. We had a lot of people we knew that were competing. One of our friends, they actually won their national proficiency. Our state officer candidate, Mary Schreiber, she is now a national FFA officer, so excited for her. But we had a great time. We did lots of tours. We went to all different types of places to just do some learning. We went to a museum and spent about 5 hours there. That was incredible. The kids talked me into going to a haunted house. I don't know if they're going to do that again because I don't do haunted houses, but I survived. I'm still here. So it was a great time. And then we got to, while we were there, both our volleyball and football team were in the playoffs, so we did get a chance to watch them live stream Thursday and Friday night. And then we saw Talina get her American degree along with some other Wisconsin kiddos and headed back on Saturday. So it was a long week but packed full of fun, and got to, again, meet people from all over the country and do some workshops and some learning opportunities, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, you just want to encourage people to come out to the blood drive on Wednesday.
Yes, definitely. And if you go to versatai.org, you can just put in your zip code and it'll pull up all the local blood drives. If you don't want to do it through that way, but online, just feel free to call the high school here, 585-2311. My extension is 310, and I can go ahead and plug you in to get you in for an appointment for wherever it fits for you.
And you'll have to try and get some of the kids back to school that day too, right, won't you?
Yes, I'm working hard on them to get them back. And I actually have quite a few kids that have already said they're coming to come back. And then in addition to that, Culver's is so generous, and they donate coupons for a free pint of custard. So if you come on in and you sign up to give a pint of blood, even if you aren't able to donate that day, they'll give you a free custard, pint of custard, compliment of Culver's. So we're very thankful for their help with this as well.
All right. Thanks for letting us know, Melissa, and good luck with your blood drive Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Phil. We really appreciate it.
That's Melissa Sprecher joining us from the Ithaca FFA. Ithaca Schools putting on the blood drive at the Old Community Gym coming up there on Wednesday.
Simone Sirian joins us by phone here on WRCO. Simone, congratulations. You recently had some national exposure at the National FFA Convention. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the process. How did you qualify for this?
Yeah, so I have done speaking events in the past. The one that I went to nationals for this year is a little bit different, a little bit more challenging than the other ones. So this one revolves around agricultural topics. So what happens is you go to the competition and you grab three topics. They're all agricultural based. And then from those three topics, you pick one, and then you get 30 minutes to write a 5 to 6 minute speech, depending on what you grab for that topic. And then you have 5 minutes of questioning from the judges. So how that goes is you have your districts, and then you have your sectionals, and then you have state, and then the state winner moves on to nationals. So I won state in June, and then I was able to go participate in Indianapolis last week.
Even though you're in college, you qualified as a high school senior, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. So I won in June, which I just graduated in May. I was still able to participate because I had won when I was still in high school.
So this is a rare occurrence. It just does not happen that often, does it?
Not really. When I went down to nationals, from what I saw, most of my competition was state officers from other states. When I was conversating with others and, like, getting to know other FFA members that were in my competition, a lot of the people I was talking to were just elected state officers or, you know, they were out and about or seniors in high school. So it was really interesting to see that perspective.
Are you carrying over your FFA experiences into college?
Yes. So in college, I'm currently going for a conservation environmental planning major. And then with minor is kind of a little undetermined right now because after experiencing at a national competition, I am finding myself more drawn to the agricultural industry. So I'm just trying to find something that fits a little bit more so I'm able to advocate in the best possible way I can for my love for this industry. So yes, definitely carrying over. I'm now participating in the Collegiate Farm Bureau, which I also won state for that competition through FFA. So that set me up through success for college. So now I'm able to take my knowledge and experience and use that at a collegiate level.
Tell us about the speech that you gave for the Nationals.
Yeah, so so when I drew my three topics, the first two that I drew, I had no idea what they were about. They were some weird acronyms that I've never heard of. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then my third topic I drew was revolving around food waste on a national scale. So basically what it was saying was like strategies to be able to eliminate food waste or how can we reduce that at a national scale. So within my speech, I gave three strategies. How I like to set my speeches up is my introduction and then why it's a problem, what's going on with this, why is it so important to the agricultural industry. And then I gave my three strategies, which were about consumer education, sustainable agriculture, as well as my third one being policy and regulations. And then I closed it out with my conclusion.
I see. So it's a great topic, obviously. What were some of the things that you talked about in solving the problem of food waste?
Yeah, so food waste is a really big issue, especially in America. Through the agricultural supply chain, we waste 20 to 30% of all food that is put into supermarkets within America. So that's a big issue, as well as